Madam Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this opportunity to speak on a very important theme of hate speech targeting minorities and marginalized on social media. I represent one of the most marginalized communities in South Asian region called Dalits, who have been oppressed and excluded due to caste-based discrimination, or as the UN has termed it, discrimination based on work and descent, or DWD. This kind of discrimination denies human dignity to over 260 million Dalits and the DWD communities living mainly in India and South Asian countries and dispersed largely across the world. Most of the times, the impact of caste and analogous systems of hierarchy lead to exclusion, discrimination, leading to acts of cruelty and violence, including major atrocities and massacres against Dalit women, children, men, and other sexual minorities. I would like to thank the special rapporteur to also mention Dalits and the impact of hate speech on Dalits in his opening statements. Traditional mainstream media resists to cover issues of Dalits and other marginalized communities as there is a lack of perspective, and also due to the fact that there is scarce representation of Dalits and other marginalized in the mainstream media. And therefore, many of the issues of this community have been invisibilized. However, this is the age of digital media, where ideas and thoughts can be shared through Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram without really considering the consequences of the actions. About 3.82 billion people globally use social media and have access to smartphones or laptops to be active users. Among this, several are from India and the region. According to statistics, India has one of the fastest growing social media users. In 2019-20 alone, around 130 million users joined the platform. On an average, the Indian social media users are on an average about 2.5 hours they spend. While social media has provided an opportunity, is not a level playing field for the marginalized communities to access. Conversely, it has created an atmosphere of fear and intolerance, as there is more often than not outburst of obnoxious hate speech. Perpetrators get away with impunity. There are seldom any mechanisms of accountability to address hate speech and other hostilities from DWD or Dalit perspective. Social media and the online world is mirroring the offline world, where prejudice and hatred towards marginalized communities continue to exist. When opinions are voiced against these perpetrators of the real world, it can lead to violence and death. More so, women from the marginalized communities face rape threats and murder threats for voicing their opinion and injustices of caste-based discrimination and violence. In this context, it is indeed encouraging to notice that certain social media platforms have begun to tackle this lacunae and have built in layers of filtering hatred. Community standards and rules of several platforms like Twitter and Facebook also have begun to employ such mechanisms, and the respective implementing teams have to be sensitized on the issues of Dalits and other marginalized communities in the local context. The worrying trends of increasing trolling and targeting voices that raise this issue and ensure that their mere presence on social media is a bane to society. Another area of concern is in the geographical areas wherein diverse communities live. They tend to be raising tempers based on past or existing conflicts, which always are simmering. In this context, misinformation and rumors tend to create unrest, leading to the unraveling of deep-rooted casteism, patriarchy, and religious intolerance. These fuel hate speech against minorities and the marginalized communities. As noted by the Secretary General at the launch of the UN Strategy and Plan of Action on hate speech in itself is an attack on tolerance, inclusion, diversity, and the very essence of our human rights norms and principles. More broadly, it undermines social cohesion, erodes shared values, and can lay the foundation for violence, setting back the cause of peace, stability, sustainable development, and the fulfillment of human rights for all. Echoing the UN Strategy and Plan of Action on hate speech, I strongly hereby recommend respective governments, societies, and the private sector should resolve to have a zero tolerance for hate speech, and essential steps be taken to identify the causes, drivers, and conditions conducive to hate speech, and make systems of accountability with swift action. The United Nations should support a new generation of digital citizens empowered to recognize, reject, and stand up to hate speech. Include digital accountability clauses in the existing effective laws that are already in place. For example, in India, we have a special powerful act to address violence and discrimination based on caste and ethnicity. It's called the Scheduled Caste, Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act. Additional clauses are needed to curb hate speech. The community standards that are followed by the social media platforms must be strengthened within the social media to understand and recognize caste-based abuse. Artificial intelligence has been used to curb and filter out caste-based online abuse. This has been tried and has been tried by several companies now and should become the norm to be able to curb such online violence. Members of the marginalized communities like the Dalits, trans folks and minorities need to be part of these policy teams within these online platforms so they can help and support designing for inclusive policies. I wish to conclude by saying that online social media platforms are going to continue to be the bedrock of social activism, and more young people will continue to use these platforms to engage, to voice out opinions and take strong positions. Stringent measures must be adopted and online spaces must be inclusive and equitable and more so safe, so people from all castes, class, race, ethnicity, sexuality and color can use these spaces to further amplify voices and opinions. Thank you, Madam, and Jai Bhim.
Thank you very much.